is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Kim Jong-un, the dictator of the failed state of North Korea, recently making a much publicized visit, not only to the Russian Federation, but to Vladimir Putin. And along the way, he stopped at the space drome, the space base Vostochny. The presumption from the reporting was that what Kim has is a lot of artillery shells and rockets useful on the battlefield in Ukraine. Hence, the defense minister Shoigu was in Pyongyang prior to the train trip into the Russian Federation. There was also the concern voiced in the open media that Kim was after something to solve his satellite launch problems. He's lost two satellite launches. He needs technology. Also, some other speculations about cash, about food. However, there's more. Rick Fisher, the senior fellow at the International Assessment and Strategy Center, takes us to the Kim embassy, to Vladimir Putin at Vostochny, and to the immediate surroundings where there are aircraft production plants and toys, the kind of toys that carry nuclear weapons. Rick, a very good evening to you. This is all revelatory to me. Vostochny, I understood. It's a cosmodrome of the future. But Kim's tour of an aircraft production plant and also an airfield include high-end fighter aircraft and high-end bombers. What did he see, and what does this mean if he were to acquire such capability? Good evening to you, Rick.
Good evening, John. What we are seeing from the satellite perspective is a rapid alignment between China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. This alignment is taken many forms, but what we have seen in the last month is that North Korea is being pulled into this orbit of the new axis of evil very quickly. Kim Jong-un arrives in Vladivostok. That basically ends the 30-year attempt by the United States and its allies to strategically isolate the terrorist North Korean regime. And this it now opens to a new era of North Korea as a strategic reserve for both Russia and for China, after China has spent about the last 15 years turning North Korea into a nuclear missile state. But in September, Kim Jong-un was feted. He was treated like a military ally. I mean, having given a tour to Russian Defense Minister Shoigu about a month before in Pyongyang of all the new weapons that he, Kim Jong-un, can now produce, most likely with extensive Chinese assistance, Shoigu and Vladimir Putin returned the favor and let Kim into the toy factory, as you've noted. He starts with a tour of a Russian missile cruiser in Vladivostok Harbor. He then moves to the Vostochny space base, as you pointed out, Russia's latest and most important space launch facility, sadly within artillery range of the Chinese border, but nonetheless, it will be where Russia projects into low Earth orbit to the moon and beyond. And at Vostochny, he meets Vladimir Putin and gets a tour of the space launch vehicle assembly and the launch facilities of Vostochny. The next day, Kim Jong-un is taken on a tour of the Komsomolsk na Amore, the main production plant for the Sukhoi Aircraft Corporation's 4+ and 4++ generation, very capable air superiority combat aircraft. And later that day, he's taken on a tour of a Russian dual-use military civilian airfield where most of the assets of the Russian Air Force are on display for Kim to walk up to, get a close view of, and get a briefing from the commanders of the Russian Air Force. It was just a stunning display of how quickly the strategic balance in Asia is changing, not only against the United States and against South Korea and Japan, but against the world, because Kim Jong-un is now going to make possible, through sales of millions of artillery shells and a large number of rocket artillery rounds, new offensives against the freedom fighters in Ukraine, and is going to allow Putin to stock up for future wars, be it against Poland or against the democratic Baltic states.
Your opinion is that Kim might have been the first foreign dignitary to see the KHBD. What is that?
This is a brand new Russian strategic cruise missile. The Russian sources say it has a range of 6,500 kilometers, meaning a bomber could launch this cruise missile from the tip of Siberia over Russian territory and cover most of the continental United States. It's a capability that Kim Jong-un would dearly like. Not that he could afford on his own to purchase and operate the Tu-95 or Tu-160 bombers, but he would also very much like a ground-launched or even a submarine-launched version of this cruise missile, so that his submarines would not have to venture far from North Korean territory until they were in a position to strike at strategic targets in Alaska and the western half of the United States.
He also looked at a Sukhoi 34 and a Mikoyan, a MiG-31 interceptor, which you note has a capability of launching a nuclear ballistic missile. He has none of these in his arsenal. Is that correct, Rick?
That's correct. What would be most convenient for the Russians to give to Kim would be the Sukhoi 35 4-plus generation fighter. Even though this is not the most modern fighter, and Kim did tour the Sukhoi 57, which is stealthy, super maneuverable, capable of super cruise and all that, internal weapons carriage, most of the capabilities of a fifth-generation fighter. But the Su-35 is super maneuverable, and the weapons that it would carry, the long-range missiles, both air-to-air and air-to-ground, would constitute a rather serious deterrent to the United States and South Korea to using their F-35 fifth-generation fighters to interdict North Korean missiles.
You also mentioned air defense. What does he want?
Kim Jong-un would dearly like missile defense, or at least tactical missile defense systems. And another gift that the Russians could make that would really complicate South Korean and allied defenses would be to sell Russian S-400 advanced surface-to-air missiles, which have a pretty robust anti-tactical missile capability. That would also gum up South Korea's plans to produce new fleets of tactical surface-to-surface missiles in an attempt to deter North Korean missiles.
All of these weapon systems are for sale at any point, or is Kim getting a tour of what tourists cannot see?
That is definitely true, but by making this spectacle public, Russia is strongly implying that it could sell or even gift some portion of these weapon systems to Kim Jong-un. Kim really doesn't have a lot of money to buy these weapons. Most of the weapons that he has and has been so-called produced, in my opinion, are made possible by extensive Chinese subsidy, both in terms of resources, design, labor and parts. So Kim does have a lot of artillery. He has a lot of rocket artillery. He has that to barter with Putin, but he doesn't have a lot of money. So Putin's going to have to, is probably under some pressure by the Chinese to, as have the Chinese, to be generous with Kim Jong-un and make a few high-profile weapons gifts.
I'm speaking with Rick Fisher, Senior Fellow of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, of the recent visit by the dictator of North Korea to a weapons arsenal that Russia put on display. Question now, Kim is interested in satellite technology. We turn to space capabilities, not only of Russia, but also its ally, People's Republic of China. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.